So welcome, everyone. My name is Donna Bloom, and I learned Ho'oponopono almost 10 years ago to the day. It was October of 2014, where I was invited to a friend of mine. She is a therapist, a beautiful therapist. She's got a gorgeous healing room and like a studio in her home for classes. And a friend of mine invited me there. I attended this three-hour class. It was like a three-hour tour. And we were reciting Ho'oponopono for three and a half hours. She was explaining it, and it became almost an earworm. And I love my girlfriend. I love the energy in there. And I left. I'm driving home. I have about a half an hour drive, and I'm thinking, well, this whole thing is hokey and corny. I was relatively new in the field of hypnotism. I was a meditation instructor, and that's how I got my start. However, Ho'oponopono became an earworm. I could not get it out of my head. The four phrases, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, all weekend long. So it's Saturday night, we're out with a couple of our friends, and I apparently told my friends about Ho'oponopono. We come home, and my husband said, for someone who thinks Ho'oponopono was hokey and corny, you spent the whole night talking about it. I'm like, I did not. He's like, you did. So this was the end of October. This was on a Friday evening. And I have handouts for those who didn't get it. So then 2 days later, thank you, we went to Sedona. And at the time, it was a wonderful vacation. You know, Sedona is just a wonderful time to be there. At that time, I was brand new in my hypnosis practice. I wanted to do it full time. And I had a home office in my basement. Now, we have those jumping cave crickets. I don't know if any of you know what those are. They're gross. I needed to get out of there. And my dream was to quit my full-time sales job, which was I was doing industrial sales. I wanted to quit that for maybe 5 years. I didn't have the fortitude to do it. I wanted to quit that job, but I'm Ho'oponoponoing. So this is like 7 days after learning Ho'oponopono. My phone is ringing off the hook. And I'm literally booking clients in the bathroom. So I got home. We were the last day of the trip. We are in Phoenix, and we're staying at this gorgeous resort. It was like a treat for ourselves. And I'm in a room where it's like you're waiting to get your massage or something. And this is an old picture of the room. I'll pass this around. So again, I wanted to become a full-time hypnotist, full-time, and quit that job. I'm Ho'oponoponoing. That week, I'm booking clients up the wazoo. My husband is noticing positive changes between our marriage. Something is changing, and I can't get the four healing phrases out of my head. He asks me, what's going on? I'm like, I'm Ho'oponoponoing, thinking nothing of it. I did not understand it, but it's improving my marriage. It's improving the quality of my relationship. So the last day we're in Arizona, I take this picture of this snapshot, and I'm sitting in that room. There's no one in there. I'll pass this around, thinking, wow, wouldn't it be cool to work in a place like this? 2.5 months later, January 15th, I signed my space, and this is my new office space. And I didn't realize the uncanny resemblance between them, especially the photos. And this painting in my office is actually original artwork that's probably worth a ton. So it's just uncanny what I was able to manifest saying, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And today, as I explained about Ho'oponopono, I want to get a survey in a minute, I'm going to explain how it really aids magically to forgiveness. And that is what most of our clients come in with. They're angry about something. Something's, got their goat. And as humans, we experience anger. That's just part of life. So just a show of hands, how many of you are familiar with Ho'oponopono? Oh, so most of you are familiar with it. I'm just going to go over it anyway. So at the beginning of when I was learning it, I didn't really understand the four healing phrases. But Ho'oponopono means to make things right. It's a healing, it's an ancient Hawaiian healing technique. It's a prayer, it's a system of forgiveness and appreciation. And ho is a verb. It means to do and create. And pono means to balance and heal a situation. So you put it together, it's this magic formula of making things right and balancing a situation and creating perfect order. So what we probably practice in here, what I share with my, what I practice for myself and my clients is modern Ho'oponopono. So when I first got into this and wanted to start teaching this, I became aware that the elders do not like what we're sharing, what we're teaching in here. And this is modern Ho'oponopono. Now, the ancient I don't know much about it, but it was for conflict resolution within families. Absolutely. And I'm very respectful to all elders of our times. And what they did was absolutely beautiful. So when it was done for families and conflict resolution, families, you got two siblings here and they're fighting about something, causing all kinds of strife in the family, the whole family would be sequestered in a home, speaking and airing out their grievances, and everyone was being heard. And at the end, the kahuna, who was sometimes a priest or a therapist or sometimes a grandparent, would facilitate this beautiful magical healing. What they did, I don't know. It was just beautiful. And at the end of it, there was some kind of a festive meal. I'm like, oh, that's pretty wonderful. And then the problem was never spoken about again. So it was really inviting forgiveness of the problem and understanding. So with respect to the elders, I love this modern version that was brought to the United States by a woman named Morna Simeona. Morna passed away in 1992, and she knew how beautiful Ho'oponopono is and was, but it needed to be more available for the way that people live today. So she took it upon herself to modernize the practice. So you're familiar with the story of Dr. Hewlin? Dr. Hewlin was a therapist. Dr. Hewlin, he was a psychologist. He passed away in 1992. At the time of this original story, he had a daughter who was 9 years old. And the little girl had leprosy, which is now, it's a skin disease. And it can be healed with antibiotics. So Dr. Hewlin, no physician was able to help the little girl. He brings her to Morna, and within about 24 hours, the girl was healed. He thinks, this is amazing, and he starts studying with Morna to bring Ho'oponopono into his practice, and he gets the reputation over time of being the unusual therapist. Time goes on, and then here comes the story of Hawaii State Hospital, the psych ward. And the psych ward, there was a ward in Hawaii State Hospital with criminally insane patients. These people did all these awful things. You know, it was just a dangerous place to work, and absenteeism was high. And they hired Dr. Hewlin under his four conditions of... The four conditions were, I need a private office, I work 20 hours per week, you pay me my salary, and I don't see the patients. The hospital, the administrators, they were desperate. They hire the guy. He's there a total of 18 months. And over the 18-month time, everything gets better. Everything gets better. Patients get their privileges back. And at the end of this, a huge percent of the patients were healed. And then another percentage were actually outsourced to other facilities. So there's two main premises with Ho'oponopono. It's not the person, it is the program. Now, these programs live in the subconscious part of the mind. Where do hypnotists work? We work with subconscious programming. And these programs can be data. It could be considered data. And it's also memories, right? Memories from the past when mom gave you the look. And you know that look, right? Mm-hmm. That very first look. And then, I don't know, a couple months later, you got the look and then she yelled. And then maybe it got worse. So all these little things are programs. They're memories that live in the subconscious part of the brain. So Ho'oponopono helps to facilitate the programs. And the other premise, it is not your fault, but it's your responsibility. Now, as hypnotists, coaches, healing is never, ever about blame or shame. But it's so much fun to be part of the solution. And that's what Ho'oponopono helps us to be. It helps us to be part of the solution. Okay? So then, of course, I got to the mainland of the United States by a hypnotist named Joe Vitale. Now, I actually got the backstory of this several years ago. Joe, in his book, At Zero and Zero Limits, he says he was at a conference and he learned about it. He was actually at the NGH, and I heard about it from some of the older hypnotists at the NGH, that it was there in which he learned it, which I thought was pretty cool. So the two main premises, it's not the person, it is the program, and it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility. Okay? So on the handout, it should have all that for you. Okay. So the four phrases are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. When I first learned this, I didn't quite understand the depth of what they did and how they were working. I really just didn't understand it. It just seemed to work. I had this goal. I wanted to be a full-time hypnotist and get out of that sales gig. I was there 11 years. It was just time, and I was just stalling and stalling. But that dream inside of me, and I think my husband challenged me. He said, you're never going to make a living doing that. And I was like, are you daring me? I was like, are you daring me? And I just started repeating these phrases, and it just started happening. And I was getting these breadcrumb trails. And it really, when I was in Phoenix, it just, the whole thing started. And I was so excited. So I'm going to come back to one point in that story in a minute. So the four phrases of I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. How do they work for forgiveness? It's high vibration. It's love. It is gratitude. It is repentance. And it is forgiveness. So when we say I love you, so when I have a client in my office, I have a lamp, you know, it's a torch lamp. And there's an outlet, you know, on the wall just like that. And I look at the client and say, well, what if I unplug that lamp and try to flip it on? What's going to happen? And they say nothing. And I'm like, well, why? And they're like, well, it's not plugged in. And I go, plugged into what? And then they go, it's source. And I go, of what? And they go, finally, I get them to say power. Right? So it's kind of a miracle what's behind those walls. So I love you means I am plugging into my source of divinity, wiping my inner mind clean. We are plugging into universal energy, the divine, God, call it what you're comfortable with. We're plugging into that. And when we're plugging into that, we are unplugging from this, all the chatter, all those stories that's keeping things in place. All of that. So we're plugging in and unplugging from this. I love you, the highest vibration that there is. I am sorry means I am sorry for whatever unconscious, technically subconscious program that's in me that is creating this event. I'm sorry I'm running a program like a pebble in my shoe. I'm sorry that I smoke too much and eat too much and drink too much and worry too much and think too much. Please forgive me. I kind of do this in my sessions. This is our brain on anxiety. It's going down the dirty, nasty road and we need to pattern interrupt it. Ho'oponopono is a pattern interrupt. It's a loving one, and it's easy. And we don't need formal hypnosis for it. We can be in waking hypnosis. It is a suggestion. And how I present this is it's waking hypnosis, and I tell my story about this. So I am sorry. I'm overthinking. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for being unaware of my own unconscious thoughts. Please forgive me that I'm not aware of this. And this is the fun part. Thank you. Thank you for releasing this program from my being and making room for inspiration. And that is where it becomes this amazing magic eraser. So when you put it together, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, it becomes this dream cocktail of high vibration. So we're unplugging from our thoughts. And I've been working with this energy 10 years, and I was so excited that now I'm like, wow, look at that. It's not a coincidence that it's 10 years. 10 years to almost to the day that I learned it. When we put this together and we plug into this high vibration, it makes space for inspiration. And it also gives the egoic mind something to do. Right? I've got this problem. Here you go, brain. Here's something for you to do. Like the kid who needs a snack to keep quiet during a meeting, right? Or some kind of an event, or the Game Boy or something, whatever that is, the phones now, right? It gives our ego, it's a pattern interrupt, and it gives the egoic mind something to do, okay? Now, when we say thank you, this is how I do it in session. We have this problem, right? We're offering it up to God, Creator, whatever. We have to like let it go, and we have to make space. And this is where the insight comes from. I'm an intuitive human. I've been intuitive since I was a young child. I've known things other little seven-year-olds back in the 70s did not know. I can't explain it. I've always been that way. And my practice name, Wise Mind Hypnosis, I try to have my clients plug back into higher vibration and inner wisdom. But it's about getting insight. And when we have insight on things and we get insight on taking inspired action steps, things can start to change. So back to my Arizona story. I'm getting really excited. I want to do this work. I feel a passion for this. I'm excited about it. Couple of months go by. I'm in sales. Now, in sales, in the company that I worked for, mid-December, they would start making changes to sales reps. You know, either fire you, hire you, whatever it was. And in sales, you're only as good as your last sale. And I was number 24 in the country. It was a national organization. And then I couldn't stand the company anymore, and I wasn't doing well. So I was, like, kind of waiting to get fired. But I got an invitation to the kickoff meeting in January. I was so upset. I was like, I'm going to get fired. And I'm ho'oponopono-ing. And Spirit said, we're not firing you. You have to take a leap of faith in yourself. If you can't do this, if you can't do that, you can't have it. So it was like, excuse me, I have to do this myself. And when I get insight, it is usually in words that I don't say to myself. It's not in my vernacular. Does that make sense? Right? It just things that just don't make sense to me. And I was like, quit on my own? So here I'm stalling again. December comes, January, you know, Christmas comes and New Year's comes, and I actually go to the kickoff meeting sick. And at that point, I'm negotiating for my new office. I'm like, I'm leaving them and just negotiating for my space. 2 weeks later, I quit. I sat on my recliner, my brand new recliner, and called my partner and said, the book of business is yours. I had too many hypno clients. So I had to do that. And then he came into my office 2 weeks later to fire me. And I go, but I quit. It was a whole big thing. He goes, are you going to cry? And I'm like, no, I quit a couple of weeks ago. I stood in my power. And it was because of Ho'oponopono. And holding that desire so in my head. So modern Ho'oponopono is this process of making things right. It's about connecting to inspiration and feeling that. And when we're connecting into love and gratitude, are we feeling angry? When we're getting insight to things, things start to change. Because remember, it's not the person, it's the program. So my daughter is getting married in a couple of months. So her future in-laws, they're a lot. they're very different than I am. They're just they're attorneys, and she's just a lot. So we've been fighting about a shower, my daughter's bridal shower, and just our value systems are clashing. So I'm ho'oponoponoing up the wazoo. My daughter calls me and she goes, Mom, you know, she has a point about something, and I'm like, okay. Not thinking that I think I'm 100% right, that, you know, that I'm right. I am ho'oponoponoing in the morning, making breakfast, and I hear clear as day, you're running a program that you are always misunderstood. I was like, I had to stop in my tracks, and I'm like, I'm running a program. I would not have thought of that. My egoic brain would not have thought about that, because why would I be misunderstood? I have everyone's best intentions. That's just the way I am. I'm love and light. I'm still sitting with this one, but I heard it. Now I have to process it. So when I heard that, it made space for healing to happen. It's not always the easiest and the prettiest, but it makes space. It makes space. So my daughter and her fiance also got a little puppy. It's the cutest thing in the whole world. I understand why dog spelled backward is God. I really understand that. So when I look at Zoe and I Ho'oponopono, I can really, when I'm holding that puppy and she's playing and she's just love and she's like, pet me, love me, pet me, love me. There's no anger. The anger seems to wash away. So the process that I go through, myself and my clients, is that I'm upset by a situation. Does anyone have that plastic sheet? Thank you very much. Sure. So this is my, I'll pass this around again. So let's just say we're upset about a situation, okay? We could also do it for a goal. We're upset about this thing, like the bridal shower, whatever. Because I want to get along with this woman. We're going to share grandchildren together one day, I hope. So you consciously become aware that you are running a program. And this, I'll pass this around. So that's the choice, the intellect. So the problem starts with awareness, right? And then when we become consciously aware, it's usually because our subconscious and our body is starting to feel it. And with me, it's the stomach, right? The stomach, the shakiness, whatever that is. So we're feeling it. And then it's this mind body. Uh-oh, I have a problem. So what could we do? The four healing phrases, a great pattern interrupt. It's my favorite thing to do. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I tell people to do it, you know, until they feel a shift. So we're realizing we're running some kind of a program or running memories or whatever it was that we're running. So then we let it go. You know, maybe we can scale it, like, you know, if we're doing like EFT or something on a scale of 1 to 10, how upset are you right now? Okay, me, I'm in an 8 right now. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I just recite it over and over again until I feel a settling, a calming sensation wash over me. And then you let it go. You go about your business. Okay? Then we're summoning our spirit, our soul. So now metaphorically, we're going up. We're going up. Then we're getting to what Dr. Joe Vitale says at zero. I think that's like a politically correct term for God, whatever you want to call it. Zero. It's a clear mind. So we're not preconceived thoughts about things that are upsetting us. And then when you're making breakfast, all of a sudden you're like, you're running a program, you're misunderstood. And that is true. Because when I think about this, that, and the other thing, that's true. 100%. I can say, yep, I think she misunderstood me, et cetera, et cetera. It's true. Still processing that. So you repeat, you clean, you erase on your race, you erase on it, and you let it go with love and trust. Now, our egoic minds and our clients who are not as intuitive as we are, this is our profession. We love this stuff. We're at conferences because of this stuff. They are not as intuitive. And then the client's egoic mind will want to summon up things. Well, I am like, nope, you're in your mind again. You're in your mind again. You have to let it go. I'm pretty fast on the uptake. I can summon spirit and know it because I've been doing it my entire life. We have to train. If you're going to work with this with your clients, you have to let them be patient with it and say, just let it go, that it kind of comes from the ethers and you'll know. And in my opinion about this, it usually comes in, it's just a handful of words, just a handful of words. There was another story. I was fighting with my husband about something, and we really don't fight, but this was a doozy. And the kids even said dad was doing da da da. I'm not throwing my husband under the bus at all. But this was a bad one. Parents were there, and I was very, very upset Monday morning going to work. I am Ho'oponoponoing all day, prepared to yell at him about. This was towards the end of the day. I hear clear as day, The only thing I'm allowed to say to my husband that night is these 7 words. We can do better as a couple. Not my words. 7 words. And I've said, And they're like, and I call spirit they. I just, this is what I call it. It's my process. They said, no, we didn't say you can say anything else tonight, but we can do better as a couple. That was like eating crow. My ego was really challenged that night. That was a big thing to get. So I came home that night. Finally, there was the opportunity. I added one word to it. I added honey. I paused, and then I said it. And I had him eating at my hand. He's like, because look, I've been married. We've married 35 years, together 40. So it's a long time. I know I'm not the perfect wife. I think I am, you know. Refer to the other program, I misunderstood. But when I said that to him, he was inviting and he was talking now. And we didn't cover the whole issue of what happened, but we started an open dialogue. And it started. And then Spirit said, wait for directions. So that night was the only thing I could say. And I didn't regret it. Now, you think I was angry at him anymore? I was angry. I was. I went into love. And when you're in love and when you're in that energy, there was room. And I saw the bigger picture. And it leads to forgiveness naturally. These 4 healing phrases back 10 years ago when I didn't really understand them. And it became an earworm in my head. And I think it was designed that way. Because it's high vibration of love and gratitude, repentance, and forgiveness. Okay? So when we do Ho'oponopono for ourselves, the modern version, the conflict is inner. It is an inner conflict, and we are connecting to peace. And once we're in peace, there's no more anger. And it naturally results to forgiveness, especially when you understand, when you're getting a bigger picture, that naturally will have to forgive. When we're going back to the 2 main tenets of it's not the person, it's the program, and it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility. And how great is it to be a part of the solution? To write that, wow, we have this problem, and we can energetically be part of the solution. And I love teaching this because this world needs more love. It needs more gratitude. It needs repentance, and it certainly needs forgiveness. For every person, place, nation, country to take responsibility for their part of whatever it is. So that's why I feel not anointed, I don't know what the right word is, loved and protected to share this information of modern Ho'oponopono. That the elders gave us a gift. It's beautiful. Those 4 healing phrases. And I like it because it's so simple. It is just so simple. So I swear, oh, got time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, you want to pass this around? Yeah. Any questions? I've been chatting a lot. Karen, yes.
So, as you're starting out with this, or anytime you're using this, you don't have to parse each of those and say, I love you and know who you're talking to. You don't have to say, forgive me for anything specific. You don't have to input the stuff. You just have to say the mantra.
Yeah. Yes. So Karen asked a question. When you're doing Ho'oponopono for a situation, do you have to parse the four phrases? The answer is no. It becomes what I call a macro. But the idea is first, when you're first being introduced to it, to understand what you're saying. And then you can use it like a tool. It's a tool, right? It's a process. It's a technique. Call it whatever you want to call it. So you don't need to say that the individual phrases, but you want to say it with intention. You know, you don't want to say it from fear, but yet some people do. There's many times where I'm upset or nervous about something. I was Ho'oponoponing before this because this is my first time at this conference and I don't really know many people here. So I needed to for myself, just to calm my nerves down a little bit, to be in flow. And I heard, just be yourself, you know, don't worry about it. Like, all the notes, and you're good. So we just say the phrases together as a prayer or a mantra. It's again, once you understand it, Yes, next question.
So I have experienced this prayer, or whatever you want to call mm-hmm. it, in different ways. Like the sentences were, or the phrases were, in different places. Yeah. And my feeling is, perhaps that's because it was for a specific purpose.
Okay. The question was that Pamela saw the phrases in a different order. Yes, the phrases can be done in any order that there are. I learned it actually originally. I love you. I thank you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. That was how I learned it from my friend who's a therapist. But when I took a class with Dr. Hugh Lin and Joe Vitale, he taught it in the order that I'm sharing with you. And I'm very logical, and I'm a math person. And to me, it made logical sense. But you really can say it in any order that you want. It doesn't matter. Now, when I'm sharing this with a client, I'm going to go a little off my thing, who, say, had sexual trauma at a young age, you have to really handhold this. I'm very, very cautious, because what is a child who is raped? It's not the person, it's the program. They're never going to get that. So in some cases like that, I will leave out, I am sorry, and please forgive me. I just tell them, leave it out. If you can't say it and it is hurtful, because I'm all about love and light, if it is hurtful, you leave it out. You leave it out. I love you. Thank you. Okay. Because with a child, you know, that's the hard thing to wrap our brains around, especially a child who was a victim of something. Yes?
Is it, like, are you directing it when you're saying that to the person?
Okay. The question was, are you directing Ho'oponopono to the person? The answer is no, you are not. So we've got a person that, you know, some Mr. Chair over there. They hurt me. We are not saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, to Mr. Chair. We are saying it to the divine. Because we are not, okay, the program isn't us. If we're upset by something, right? There's a situation going on, you know, this world, it's a crazy time right now. If we're upset by anything, the program is inside of us. Even if he did it, if she did it. But if you're talking about like a child who was hurt, you just got to be super, you know, loving with that. Okay, so he hurt you. It is not, you're not saying I love you to this person, because they're never going to buy it. They're never going to want to. It's always going up. I love you is always about creator, source, God, zero. It's always that. We're upset. The program is inside of us, right? How many of our clients come in? Let's just say a smoking client. They're like, I haven't been smoking for 10 years. Then 8 months ago, I just started again. And then you inquire, what happened 8 months ago? Oh, this stressful situation occurred, right? So they're running a program. The program is, I have this thing, and I remembered, smoking used to make me feel better. So now what do? We feel bad and distract. Okay, so we are not saying it for another person. We're clearing out stuff inside of us. My story about my husband, he did it. I'm telling you, my kids saw it. He really did all of those things. He was out of control that night. But it wasn't about that. And I was so angry. I really was angry. When I was doing the Ho'oponopono, I, because it's worked for me before, I also listen. And I know when Spirit speaks to me. And when Spirit spoke to me that we can do better as a couple, first of all, that had the highest and greatest good for everyone involved. Everybody. It becomes the no-brainer. You know, it's like holding the door for the old lady on crutches. You don't need to ask permission. Okay? We know it's the right thing to do. So we can do better as a couple, softened the thing, and I think it saved my marriage. Because it was a lead up of a lot of different things. And I kind of wish I could go back to those times anyway right now. So, all right, let me go on. All right. I call it the ultimate magic eraser. And I do this with basically all of my clients. I need them to, my prerequisite for teaching Ho'oponopono to a client, they have to believe in spirit, soul, spirituality, they have to, or God or something. They have to have some kind of belief system about this. And I'm usually known for teaching this work. So when I'm doing it with a client and I'm excited about this and I say it's the ultimate magic eraser, that's waking hypnosis, isn't it? Right? It is my confidence in myself that this is going to work. And guess what happens? The client comes in and they start having their own beliefs about this because they're taking on because I'm so passionate about this. So I call it the magic eraser because it is love. It is gratitude. It is repentance. And most important, it is forgiveness. Have you heard of the author, she passed years ago, Florence Scovelshin? Amazing book. One of her phrases is, your word is your wand. Your word is your wand. And that kind of reminds me of the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz I give this all the time. It's Four Agreements are always do your best, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and be impeccable with your word. I love the word impeccable. Right? I love the word impeccable. So it goes along with the same thing about making assumptions and taking things personally. So usually we're doing some of that stuff and those are leading to the programs, right? If we're taking something personally or making assumptions about this thing, this person, this situation, those are the programs inside of us. And what helps to eliminate them? Ho'oponopono is amazing. And I also like it because it's simple. Once you, as you know, Karen was mentioning about breaking it apart, it's relatively simple. I know what the four phrases mean. So we're plugging into that, and it's simple. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. But then there's the element of trust that it's going to work. And I've seen it. I have my own stories, and that's what I share with my clients. I have, like, tons of stories. I mean, tons of them. So four healing phrases, they are a high vibration. Again, it's the spiritual combination lock that opens up feelings within to release them. And when we're connected to love, there's this natural sense of well-being that we can just let things go. And it's like a brand new day in the morning. We can see things clearly. And this is what it makes room for. So when someone is upset about something, and we want them, ideally, you know, part of the hypnosis work that I was trained in is forgiveness. And forgiveness is wonderful. It's the ultimate. Forgiveness is sometimes difficult to get to. But first, we can start with acceptance, right? We can accept that awful thing happened 10 years ago, and I didn't like it. We can't change the past. We can change how we think about the past. But we can't change it. So acceptance is that the past could not be any different than the way it is. A higher level to healing is this concept of forgiveness. And forgiveness is not a one-session wonder. It doesn't happen in an hour session in our office. It is a concept. It's a process. Dr. Martin Luther King says forgiveness is not a one-time thing. It is a lifestyle. Ho'oponopono says, forgiveness releases us. It releases us from the past. So, and we do forgiveness for ourselves. And this modern Ho'oponopono allows us to do the conflict resolution within us because we are the ones that are conflicted.
I have a question.
Yes.
What if someone was upset with you, but you don't know about it? And they don't talk to you anymore, but they won't tell you what it is.
So if you're upset that they're not talking to you anymore.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
Oh, okay, glad it could help. So you would Ho'oponopono on that. And then sometimes by doing that, the problem goes away.
Okay. Yeah.
The problem. So there's a good. So the woman who I learned this from is a friend of mine. She's a therapist, and sometimes she calls me back. Sometimes I don't see her frequently. We're not as friendly today. Just you know, life happens, and she's got grandchildren and stuff. And I texted her about something, and then I don't know. Weeks went by, and I was getting upset. I'm like, did I do something? Did I take her work? Did she upset about something? Because she taught me this, and I was super upset. I'm Ho'oponoponoing on it, and I felt I think I was working with a teen that day. I let go of it. I'm like, that's Mary. I'm like, yeah, whatever. The end of my session, I hear my text go off. I guess I forgot to turn the phone off. And I'm like, that is her. Because I let go of it. I literally energetically let go of it. I'm like, oh my God, that is her. Client left, that was her. She responded to me as soon as I let go of it. So if we're, that's such a great thing. If we don't know why someone's upset with us and we're upset, it's because we're running a program. You cleanse and clear on it. And you delete it. And then it can make space for either it's a shift, change, or you get insight on it. Okay? Did I answer the question? Okay. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. All right. So, why is it important to forgive? To set ourselves free. That's why. So once we delete the programs interfering, we can connect more to divinity, to love, to whatever that is right for you. And it can allow us to be present in the moment. You know, half the times we're upset about something is because we're in the past, and or we're taking it into the now and then future, pacing it into the future, worried about that thing that could possibly happen again in these four or five different scenarios. Hence, anxiety is going into the in the future, worrying about the thing that could possibly have happened in the past. Okay? So, once we delete those programs interfering with our hearing or connecting with the divine, we can feel this unconditional love, and we will experience the miracle of the present moment and the right now. Because we only have the present moment. The past happens, and when the future happens, it's going to be the present moment. That's how I got a kid to sleep in his bed. I had a little 10-year-old, little squirmer. He was squirming all over the place, and it was like his fourth session, and I finally had that kid. I finally got him, and I know I had 30 seconds to deliver direct suggestion. And then he opens his eyes, and he's got that hazy look. And I'm like, Joey, you're going to sleep in your bed tonight? And he goes, tomorrow. I go, it is tomorrow. He goes, it is? And I go, yes, because when yesterday happened, it was today, and when today happens, it's tomorrow, and today is tomorrow, and tomorrow is today, and you're going to sleep in your bed. Yes. Walks outside. Dad says, Joey, you're going to sleep in your bed? He goes, yes, because it's tomorrow. It is tomorrow. It is. I don't know what I just said. But basically, we can be in the present moment because tomorrow is the present moment when it arrives. And that's what Ho'oponopono makes room for, being in the present moment. Because that's all we have. So a peace is a gift we can only give to ourselves. And when we hold on to those old wounds, it causes dis-ease. And then we feel it in the body. And forgiveness of self leads to that peace. Because technically, the only person we can forgive is ourselves. We can't forgive another person. Right? We really can't. I guess if you believe in God, God only does that. I mean, we can only forgive ourselves.
I have another question.
Yes, go ahead.
What if we know someone is upset about a situation that I'm not really involved in? Can we
Ho'oponopono then? That's a really good question. Okay, so the question was, another person's really upset about something, you're upset, seeing the person upset, can you Ho'oponopono for another person?
Yeah.
You got it? Same answer as before. Okay, that's a really good question. Can you Ho'oponopono for another person? Let's just take the parent with the 16-year-old boy who's not doing his homework. I want Ho'oponopono for my son, Johnny, to do his homework. The answer is no, you cannot Ho'oponopono for another person, right? We cannot fix another person. We cannot heal another person, right?
You can still do it for that person, though.
No. Oh, wait, you can.
No, you could do it for that person, and you would feel that they are in a better place within yourself, and that might have an influence.
That might. We're Ho'oponoponing on the upset that we are having inside of ourselves,
okay,
about them. So if our child is not doing their homework and we're upset because we know it's very important for them to do their homework, the program isn't inside of us. So now I'm interacting with my child who's not doing his homework. He's feeling my energy that about not doing the homework, and we have a problem. So when I Ho'oponopono on that, I get the clarity within myself to heal that. So that we cannot fix another person.
I see what you're saying.
Right? It's always, I know, it's like the weird thing. It's like so obvious. The program is always inside of us. And when we get clear inside of ourselves, a lot of times, either we don't care that he's not doing his homework, and he'll figure it out on his own, right? It won't be such a big deal because what if he's not meant to do his homework? I don't know. Maybe the universe has a different path for this person. But when we let go of the upset, the energy clears. And then all of a sudden, the kid's like, wow, I'm doing my homework. Or we're realizing we shouldn't say anything about doing the homework. With my son, if I asked him to do his homework, and if my son was going to study this much, and I asked him about it, now we're down 10%. I didn't know all this back then when he was growing up. Seriously. Literally, I was not that hovercraft parent. My friends would tell me, the kids have a math test or something. I have no idea. But every time I asked my son, if I asked him, now, every time. Every time. Still to this day, I can't ask him to do anything. He's got to come to it on his own. So someone asked, can we ho'oponopono for another? No, the answer is not. We cleanse and clear on the disturbance within ourselves to be free. And ho'oponopono helps us to take responsibility and be part of the solution. So we're part of the solution. We don't know what that looks like, but our egoic brain wants to figure out the answer. We are literally taught that way in school to figure out problem solving, right? We're told, use your noggin to figure out problems. We are told that. But now, I would get in trouble in school for my heads were in the clouds. Why are you daydreaming? And I'm like, it's much more interesting what I was daydreaming about than what you're teaching in class. But we're taught that. We are taught to use our head to figure out problems. And immediately, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. The client is going to think oh, it's a Google search. And now AI. How fast can AI write your stuff for you? This is not that. This is not that. We need to get away from the computer. We need to get away and trust ourselves and our connection. Because in those moments, how are you going to know when you're being guided? How are you going to know what's right? How are you going to hold space for another person? It's easy. It's so simple. So we cannot ho'oponopono for another person. We ho'oponopono for ourselves. And when we're calm and we're clear, it positively affects everyone else around us. So that's just the thing that clients get really stuck on, especially parents, right? Oh, I can't be happy. I need to heal my kids and be there for my kids. That's also a misnomer too. You got to put the oxygen mask on yourself. And this is a beautiful way. You have a question?
A tangent on her question.
Yes.
So I know some people that are very confrontational and almost like violent. But not physically, but with words.
Okay.
So I can't say the word.
Ho'oponopono. It's phonetic.
Okay. Ho'oponopono. Mm-hmm. For yourself, that you don't, to keep yourself calm. If you didn't do anything, but their energy is so overpowering. How do you?
You've got a program that their power is, their energy is overpowering.
Okay.
There's a lot of thing with toxic people, right? And narcissists. That's a big buzzword these days. The narcissist does not know they're a narcissist. We don't know that we're toxic. The toxic person doesn't walk around saying, I'm a toxic person. Right? They don't do that. It's our belief system in them. And maybe Ho'oponopono will say, avoid this person to you. It could be an energy shield. I imagine, I like arts and crafts. So I took a ribbon, green ribbon, and I wrote it out. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. So if I'm upset about, say, someone who I think is, their words are harsh and they're upsetting to me, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I just imagine that I'm wrapping the energy for the person, but I'm clearing myself. So the Ho'oponopono will help, maybe if this person's not jiving with you so much, maybe you have to put distance because you have to take care of yourself. Yeah. Make sense? I mean, or you take hand and put it over navel. That's a quickie. Side tangent here. Seriously. Navel, okay. Hand over navel blocks energy.
Okay.
It's a very common, the dentist, wear your hands over there. So Ho'oponopono, the world begins with us. And the whole point of Ho'oponopono is for inner peace, and it's the inner conflict resolution. Karen?
I just have to share this.
Yes.
That technique is the navel blockade. Don Hood here.
Okay.
The navel blockade.
The navel blockade. Thank you very much. I learned that years ago. I'm sorry. Were you giving a presentation?
I overheard it.
Were you giving a presentation on that today? That's what the, yeah, naval blockade. There you go. Hand, very simple. Exactly. So how does it aid with forgiveness? That's why you're here today. It's a practice that focuses on connecting high vibrations to cleanse and clear the programs, the memories, the data, guiding us back to a state of love. When we're in love, we're not angry. When we're playing with puppies and kittens and, you know, animals, we are not angry. Right? They don't hold on to anger. It's one thing I learned about having this puppy this year. Okay. And by seeking forgiveness, we literally pave the way for healing. And in turn, it unlocks the door for love. So I've got, I don't have much time left. So let's Ho'oponopono together. Take 1 second. I think I'm... Are you done? Perfect time to end. So close your eyes and I'm just going to recite it and just breathe it in. Take a nice deep breath in. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And just take a nice deep breath in. And just notice any shifts or how you feel. And I thank you so much for letting me share my story about Ho'oponopono with you today. And I hope it benefits you in some wonderful ways in your life. And if you have any questions about Ho'opono, reach out. I'm starting a class teaching practitioners how to do this starting middle of November. The link for that information is right on the handout that I gave to you. And I love questions and talking about Ho'oponopono. So thank you very much.
Thank you.